We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of the Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Amri Nadoi, Hayman the Zoven Dikla Lechaver. Someone sells a palm tree to his friend. Koni Le Meshepula Ad Tahoima. He is koina from the bottom of the tree until the Tahoim, all the way underground, deep underground. He's koina everything under the tree. Now, what does that mean? The Rashbam learns that it means that he can replant the tree. If you look at the Rashbam, the last two lines, at the end of the line, it says, "Avatacht." He doesn't get around it, doesn't, because a loch is one tree, you don't get around it. It says, "Avatachtov the ilon mias islay." The under the tree he gets the kivin the ilon peiros of koina, since he's koina the ilon for the peiros laskayim karkazu gam yomus ilon yitacham koima. Even if it dies, he could plant another one. Vashpina nami the ain balas sodi yochalach partachas ilon filamatam elvama. Also, the balakarka can dig under your tree. That's what Rashbam learns, which is tickle of Pella, because the Gemara, the Mishnah Pasha says that when you sell one tree, you don't have karka, and even to replant it. For some reason, Rashbam says you could. So Tais already asked the Kasha on top of Amud Aleph, he asks, what do you mean? It says the Mishnah that if you sell one tree, you don't get karka. So Rashbam already means you don't get karka around it. But the problem is the Mishnah here says that if it dies, you can't replant it. That's the Tais's Kasha, if we argue in the Rashbam. But the Tais's Rosh answer is that a Dekel is different than other Ilanos. Other Ilanos, there, if it dies, you can't replant it. But a dekel, the once it starts getting dried out, there's no way to rejuvenate it without planting a new one. Other trees, you can just cut the top off and it rejuvenates itself. Mashenken, a dekel tree, once it gets dried out, it's done. And therefore, there, you could replant it in the same place. So look, Anadoy says that when I buy a dekel tree, I'm kind of from under it until the time. Mask of La Rava, Velay Malay, the top of Lam Chesed Aleph, why are you kind of the Elon, let the seller taina karkuma the rishka zvini loch akar karkuma the rishka vazil. Why are you tining? You're tining that I bought this tree forever. So maybe I sold you this tree the way people sell this karkuma, which is like saffron. It's called a type of spice. And the way they sell it usually is that you sell in the karka, and what the guy, and once the pears are ripe, what they do is you take the tree off and you bring it somewhere else. That was a derech. He never kept the tree to the long term. So maybe, when you sell a dekel tree, that's what you mean also. Here, grow the dates and then move the tree. Who said that when you buy a date tree, it means you own the tree and under it forever? So, Elam Arava, you're not to replant it somewhere. Also, for the few different things. First, not replant it somewhere. Also, if you need it somewhere else, you're allowed to take it with you. You need to pay it somewhere else, you're allowed to bring it. Different halachas. But, here, this is the way they used to use this tree. The way they used to buy it is, I guess, a certain place where it could grow. And then they used to move it away, move it somewhere else. So here also, maybe over here, just that was the same deal that you own it until it gets dried out. Who said you have it forever? That's the Gemara's kasha. Like the Rashbam still reads Rashbam inside already. Krug, this is the fourth wide line of Rashi. Fourth wide line, then we're going into the narrow lines. Regila moichre bekarka, umenicha, you leave it the achyigma peirov, vaikre, take it out. Afa ilan shemachat loch, peirov, hakarka machat loch, elonacha bekarka, shali call you major tzarak lekarka, achyovish. And don't mean the karka, maybe once it dries out, you move it. That's what Rashbam learns. Rashbam learns you can replant. He says, well, maybe that was not the deal. Maybe the deal was just to have peirov and then take it with you and just take it. So Rava argues on our day, and he says the only time you're kind of the karka v'bam machmas taina, you're tining to the meicher that you sold me the elon with the karka under it. That was the taina. But without that, it would not work. I whiz your star. So the case was a chazaka. You were here for 3 years. I'm telling you, I lost my star, and therefore you believed. So that's what Rava says. Rava argues on Ardoi says that you sell a stam elon, you can assume it just would take after it dries out to take it with you. And Rava says, but ba machmas taina, when you taina, you sold me the karka, you sold me the right to replant it. That is when you have to replant it. Only my kashisha brei Rav Chista l'Rashi, the kurkuma derishka zom lemayav lemebad. Lemayse, if the truth is that you could he sold him to take it away, how is that going to work? Every time the dekel owner now, Kataina, you sold me with a karka, and I'm here for 3 years, so I get the karka. So he's asking, for you, Rava, that Bamach Tana works, So how is it every time someone sells it just for the payrus, the guy will claim it's his? So the Gemara should have made a macha. And if that's a good of macha, which we have before, the chiddush is that this macha is a good macha, even though you're being moida, the macha is not that you're a gazlan. The macha is that you're here midin payrus, not midin karka. And the chiddush is that's called a macha. If you're not going to say that's called macha, hani mashkanta lesura. If someone has a mashkanta lesura, which means he's sitting on a mashkin and he's eating payrus from this collateral, and exiv by hachi, the mishlam shtun elam tepik arad lava kesef. The way it works, the malva sits on the collateral and he gains all the gains of the property, and then when it reaches a certain level, it goes back to the loiva. Usually it's more than the hava, and this is the way he makes some money. So that's a lacha miskanta sura. Why aren't we worried that the guy sitting on the property of malva, it's usually more than 3 years, he's going to claim he bought it, and he has a chazaka. And here, what will be it will be a chazaka. It covers a star mashkanta, v'am l'kucha v'yadi, halkin amrit v'hemin, v'stikar rabbana milsa d'os v'yav p'seida, as rabbana can make him a takhana of something that will be a p'seida, ela b'yilem chuyye, it must be the macha works. Again, the chesh is the macha works, even though you're a mashkanta sura, I'm not saying you're a ganav. I'm saying, by the way, you are in the field rightfully, but you're only eating the pears, not the character. So there is a macha like that. And since you weren't moicha, so then the taka we believe that he bought it. Talkinami, boilem chuy. He was he has to be moicha. So the bottom line is like this. Rav is saying, Avad, if you taina, you bought it and you bought the right to keep the tree forever, you're neman. I every time let the guy taina that. Teretz says you have to be moicha. The owner of the karka has to be moicha every 3 years. He has to say, by the way, I'm letting you be Paris, but it's only Paris and not karka. How do we know that machal works? We see every mishkanta surah. If not, every mishkanta surah, the malva will be able to claim he bought it. And why can't he claim he bought it? Because the loiva should make a machal and say, you're here as a mashkin and not here as a buyer. Very good. We had this more similar gemara before. We have a saying more here. New Mishnah. Shalosh aratz l'chazaka. There are three different medinas, counties, when it comes to chazaka. In Eretz Yisrael, there's Yehuda, there's Eva Yarden, and there's the Hagalil. Hoya be Yehuda, v'chzeh begalil. If the owner was in Yehuda, he made a chazaka in Galil, or begalil, which means that the owner was in Galil, v'chzeh be Yehuda, ain't a chazaka shino medina achas. They have to be in the same county. They don't have to be in the same city. They have to be in the same county in order to make chazaka. That means that I was machzik a field in Lakewood, and this guy lived in Nebraska. So that, the halacha is, the owner, the Marikama. So he should have been Meicha. But if he lives, that's in Nebraska, we'll call that like, you know, just a different city, same country. But if he lives in a different country, and he doesn't, and it was hard to, in those days, you couldn't go from one country to another country, so then he may probably doesn't know about it. And if he knows about it, he can't make a Meicha, it won't reach me. Therefore, it's not a Chazaka. Chazaka works only because he should have been Meicha. What do you mean? Maybe he was Meicha, and maybe he wasn't Meicha because he knew it won't reach you. He's a different country. So in Eretz Yisrael, Eva Yarden, Yehuda, and Galil consider three different countries. We'll see in a second. We'll see in the Gemara why, because there's no shiuris but suyos. There's no traffic going from one to another one. So there's no way to find out things from one place to another place, and therefore it's not a chazaka. Omer Rav Yehuda, Yehuda argues. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omru Shal Yishanim, Elik Sheba Aspamya, VeYachzik Shana. Rav Yehuda holds there's no such thing as chazaka 3 years. Chazaka is la'alter. The reason why they said 3 years is in a case where you're out of the country, so there a lot of times it'll be so far away, like Aspamia. Aspamia is Spain. And according to our Gemara, Spain is a year trip away from Eretz Yisrael. So the Mechadish, within 3 years, you have to make a macha just in case the owner is in Spain. And it'll take a year for him to be notified, a year to get back here, and then we get 3 years for chazaka, 3 years for chazaka. So we're arguing in 2 points. First, what we're saying is that anywhere you are, there's a chazaka. Even the beginning, Mishnah said if you're in Eva Yarden and Yehuda, it's not a chazaka. He says no. Even if you're in Spain, it's a chazaka. Number two, he says if you be in the same city as the fellow, then it'll be a chazaka la'alter. Actually, the only time you have 3 years is when he's out of town. Now, even though not every out of town place is so far, but Lamaisa, they were masakin like a loy plug to just take into account, even if the guy is so far. Even if the guy is so far, we give this amount of time to make a chazaka. But Be'etzim, he holds chazaka works la'alta. So two machlekes over here. First of all, he holds, even if you're out of town, it works. And number two, he holds that a chazaka would work la'alta. That's what comes out from Rabbi Yehuda. look at Rash, the Rashbam, it says, "V'tayim Rav Yehuda lomishim the tlashin mizdar inish v'story." It's not because 3 years takes to watch a star. Elkan farish, enough time to go back. But really, even one day, a guy does not let his friend eat in his property at one day and is quiet. And therefore, he said, 3 years, because sometimes he's very far, but if he's in that city, there is a chazaka. So to Gemara, turn our Mishnah, there's a chilek between Yehuda and Golol, and Yehuda and Yehuda. If the Marikama is in a different place in the same country or county called Yehuda, then it is a chazaka. But if it's in a different place, in a different county, a different country, then it's not a chazaka. What's the difference? Gemara asks like this: My kasava talakama. What does the talakama hold? I kasava machar shloi b'fun of hav machar. If he holds, you don't have to be meicher in front of the machzik himself. You could just be making machar in front of two edim or three edim, and you'll spread the word that way. So if that works, so afili Yehuda v'gal nami. Even Yehuda and Gal also should be a chazaka, because once you have a possibility to make a machar, so then there's a possibility to make a chazaka. When Nika Sava machar shloi v'gal machar, you have to actually go in front of him to make a machar. So afili Yehuda nami loy. Even Yehuda is no taina. He's not in the city. What do you want from him? He has to, the only thing that causes in front of him. He's not here. So chayra, if you hold, and also it's same, for the same price, he's not finding out about it either. If you hold, not a machar, it means because you don't find out things. So why is it a chazaka? Because the chayra, you should be only in the same city. It should be a chazaka. So marav shach. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Abba Abba Amar Rav Lo Yilam Kesav Amachar Shloi Vanav Hav Amachar. Betzem we hold the machar shloi befonav is machar. And why? Like the Gemara says on my base, chabra 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 this way. People have friends and the word spreads. So really, if I make a machar shloi befonav is machar, and that's why if you have two different cities, it is a chazaka because you can make a machar. He'll find out about it. Aye, the Mishnah says Yehuda and Galil is no good. The Mishnah saying the Shas Chir Mishalu. So Pasuk the Gemara saying is. The Mishnah of Shas Chir means when there's a fight, an argument, like fights in between the two countries or two counties, and they're not on talking terms, and therefore there's no traffic from one to another. There's a lot of customs you got to go through to get through from one place to another place. There's not a lot of traffic. So the Marasan asked, why does it say Dafku Yudva Gol? Any two places that have Tigra. Just say, Komakim, that there's no traffic, it's not a Chazaka. My story, Yudva Gol, the Nakat. So tomorrow, Kamash Lon teaching us this halacha. Kamash Lon, on top of our base, the Stam Yehuda v'Galal Keshas Cherem Damu. Stam Yehuda v'Galal are no shayores metzuyes mezulazu. There are no traffic one to another, and even though they're not arguing, even b'shas shalom, like the Rashbam says, even b'shas shalom, there was no traffic Yehuda v'Galal, and therefore it's like shas cherem, and therefore there will not be chazaka one to another. And why? Because you won't hear the machah. You won't hear about the chazaka of one place and another place. And therefore, if you're here and the marikam is there, and it was not moicha, it's not a raya, you have to hold on to your shtar. Because maybe, first of all, maybe he was moicha, you didn't hear about it, and maybe he didn't hear about the chazaka. And therefore, the halacha is that there is no chazaka, according to our Mishnah, according to our Tanakama, even though machah shalom of have machah. But when it's a shas kirim, or it's like a shas kirim, there is no chazaka of one country to another country.